Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
I'll work for the CIA, you know.
Yeah, I'm fucking dying, bro. I'm so tired.
Jamos, class.
Class, this is my day.
Is every Friday?
Every fucking day.
Oh.
Yeah, so like I only train on the weekends or when I'm home, I do bodyweight training. But I only have until 10 o'clock till 11:30 to work out.
Body work stuff.
Like body weight.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I can do a handstand though.
Hey. Yeah, that kind of balance or the strength in your hands.
I got the balance and the strength in my hands.
And core, yeah.
It's not even just a core, right? You see, like your lats? That's a part of what you use to hold yourself up with a handstand.
So you believe it's just because you're light as kids where you could just pull off the kind of feeds?
It really is. It really is. Dog, even though, because I can do the handstand, but I get scared to get up and go in the position. Because like, bro, if I fall down, it's a lot of weight now.
And you just fall down slowly in your blades.
I don't have that type of
okay,
skill. You see how that man can gracefully fall, like they just fall gracefully, bro.
Okay.
Like they be looking like flowers just falling down, how gentle they like. Not me, I lay a boodle boom. I caught him three times, I didn't see him. I saw he was online on the game.
The rich man. I think it's like he messaged me today and asked me what time.
Yeah, we waiting on you. So get out your bum ass squads, cause I know y'all ain't winning. Tim, I sent you the link on WhatsApp. All right, yeah.
Earth to Bunny Red, real quick.
I'm gonna go spark up, see? Cause you know, man, the rest of mine, I can't play the intro.
Check, I have a half a joint now.
But I'm about 17 of them. I smoke half a joint and then I out it.
Yo, y'all show y'all FaceTime or y'all just got y'all shit up?
Nah, we audio. Keep no face.
No face, no case? Alright. Hold up. Ah, damn. All niggas know who I am.
See, yeah, we streaming on YouTube, so I can't show face. I want people to see the face behind all the ignorance.
Check, man. The man had OnlyFans to run, and anonymity is his thing.
You know what I'm saying? I can't
head up. All the comments gonna be on your ass, boy.
Hey, didn't I hear you on that podcast that one time?
Where?
Who, me? Couldn't be.
That's crazy.
Shady.
Fuck on, it. They just gonna see my seven and fuck that.
I was trying to figure out what you doing, trying to have your camera.
What?
See the man tapping another finger going. I was like, what am I doing? Texting?
I'm struggling, boy. I'm hitting my camera, man. It's hard.
Buy me a headset, you know?
Buy your headset?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You the rich man.
I like how he's still playing what doing a podcast.
And niggas got a problem with it. Get off my
head. Honestly, I be playing Pokemon when we talking.
No way.
Like, man over here giving his full attention and man's over there doing all kind of thing.
But I'm in the conversation, bro.
Nah, I believe you. So Al.
What's good?
What's been going on with you?
What's been going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. This was another school year, but I finally graduated. I'm just making music now, to be honest. You know, Jerron been on that fitness shit. I'm trying to get like him.
John told me that your music ass.
Oh, work?
Mm-hmm.
Jake, I'm trying to hear some of your shit tonight. What you doing?
Didn't even hear it, though.
That ain't what John told me, man. He told me that shit ass. Like, you even want to hear that.
Jerron started shit. Because, you know, crazy, Jalen, the most critiqued nigga, and he said my shit was good. And that nigga would tell you the truth.
Jalen told me he told her that answer with a bottle of Henny in his hand.
Man, I was in the car with my Jerron. Show your music. Like Tim used to say, show your music, bro. All
right, let me drop a quick 16 for y'all right now.
That's crazy.
Give me a beat. Give me a beat.
Tim, give him a beat, bro.
Okay. Let's see. Tight beats.
You know, yeah, like to flick, you done nothing serious now.
Sheesh, Wayne mode. what kind of beat you looking?
Listen, okay. Right? Don't disappoint the people in them because we're not gonna spit nothing.
Oh, Larry, where you at?
You're not?
I'm gonna spit.
Okay.
If everybody decide to spit now, I might jump in there. But this ain't my lane. You know what I do?
Tell me.
What you, bro?
I can't tell y'all on the internet.
He's a porn star.
He sell illegal pharmaceuticals.
No, you know, Antigua getting known as the island with the OnlyFans boy.
That's crazy.
Bro, is anybody in Antigua even doing OnlyFans?
Yes. Or yes. Is
it? Actually, yeah, because you're managing a couple people.
Yo, you know it's crazy. I just followed like three girls, right? With the Antigua flag in their bio. And it's like different Caribbean islands, but I guess like they have like, you know, like some parent from Antigua or some shit. Mm. But I see a lot of different Caribbean girls, but I don't really see a lot of Antigua ELM.
Okay, so when you see them, you follow.
Because I don't know. Yeah, I know, of course, dog. I see a Caribbean flag in the bio. I follow. Like, you know, I send the support over there.
Check.
Yo.
See somebody in Mexico mutilating people. It's like, Antigua from support.
Yo, there was this girl, right? There was this OnlyFans girl. Yo, she bad as shit, bro. Yo, she just bad.
How bad is she?
Yo, she a 12 out of 10, bro. She bad.
Oh, no, hey. That's a break. Yeah.
My man, like I saw, bro, yo, I saw her shit, right? And I was like, nah, bro, I gotta give her a little follow. So then, you know, like I'm following her and I'm like liking her shit, retweeting her shit, whatnot, right? And then she DM'd me. I was like, oh shit. Yo, I was dumb hype. But it was a little conversation. And then she added me to a group chat. But I really talk in there because, you know, it's weird. Like, it's really weird. These are some horny motherfuckers, right? Like, I don't belong on this side of the internet.
I'm on a podcast, bro.
I don't belong on that side of the internet, well, you know.
Yeah, I hate it. Like, sometimes I'm on Twitter and I see some people like start some lives and I'm like, oh, look, a live. And I join it and it's a bunch of OnlyFans people talking and all them fuck each other. Yeah. And I'm just like,
Tim, why'd you not always be in the wrong fucking group? Because when I went to that black activist meet, when I first met the nigga, I'm like, yo, why is this nigga here? Like,
in this group. Bro, I just be in places.
He don't be talking to nothing, bro. I swear to God, he just quiet as hell, just chilling there. I'm like, bro, this.
I be bored, and then I see something happen. I was like, all right, let me just go over there. And then, you know, I'm like, you know what? It's cool. Yo, Shady, back the fuck up, man.
Okay, let me just go take a look, you know?
If you don't know who Shady is by now, that's the cat.
Check. Oh, man, verbally abused that cat, right? Nah, one day it will talk.
I call homie because I saw him, you know, just chilling over there, minding his, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have bothered him. I apologize, see? Bro. I love you, man.
Man's chilling. He's like, oh, yo, partner, call me. And he might start making noise.
But now he come. Boss, it's like 30 minutes faster.
The boy was thinking about it. He heard you in the conversation.
Me no work for full time.
He waited until you stopped talking for a while. He's just like, all right, bet.
I don't work on this time. How were you playing? You playing controller or keyboard?
Yeah, I'm still, bro. I don't like how keyboard feel, bro.
You ass, man. Don't even talk anymore. I don't want to hear anything else.
Bro.
Yo, must say, man, I want to hear nothing else.
Yo, why is he talking to me? Show your face.
You're bully because he's not showing his face. He hid behind a screen.
That's crazy, bro.
Nah, it's crazy though, because Tim, my little cousin, he started playing keyboard. Little boy, nice.
Oh, he crazy.
I can still whoop him much, you know what I mean? Like,
bro, I think when you little, your brain and capacity for that shit is just.
Yeah, because.
That make your parents tell you to read book.
For real.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get my kids to read, because I did not like to read when I was a kid.
All right, now.
Do it early.
Yo, I would pick a book up and fall asleep.
Unless you give them rewards. Like, okay, hear what, right?
I would pick a book up and fall asleep.
No, you tell them, yo, this sick book I want you to read. If you finish it, you can tell me what the story is like.
I will fall asleep.
Okay, and now you, are they pick me? Just tell the kid that. And tell him, like, what are you looking forward to this year? Man, call, you know, he could give you a list. Like, I want PlayStation 17. I want to go to, I don't know, Shawarma World. Like, you have a list.
Yo, I got the Shawarma today, bro.
Was it good?
It was good enough, but it wasn't like Antigua. Mm. I miss that Syrian man then. Let me stop saying Syrian. I feel like that's racist.
Is that not it?
I don't know.
Man, come out of Syria. And then somebody say, I don't want to call you that.
Tim, what you been up to, bro?
Just working. Just complaining about my health.
What you mean complaining about your health?
Yo.
Not health. I have this helper at work that he got for me.
Tim, I have an assistant.
Yes, an assistant. He is funny and annoying. Good guy. I see him trying. But his trying isn't good enough for me. Yeah. Just today, I was telling him that he need to measure correctly because he.
I'm going to find this man and get him these episodes to listen.
No, I've been telling him to the man, not about the episodes. I've been telling him that, like, there's no rush. Just take your time and measure these things correctly. Today, I watch him cut some stuff and he measure it and then he put it on the ground. So I'm like, okay, he clearly measured it and, you know, it's the right length. So he put it down. So just to make sure, I said, hey, real quick, bring me those two materials there. And he's like, okay. And he brought them over. I get the square, line them up so they perfectly line up one side. And then I said, all right, I don't know what's on the other end. So let's go together, right? So we go over and we look, it's uneven by 16th, right? Nothing to bitch about really, but I'm trying to get them accurate because when I cut them accurate. right? So I show him, I say, you see, then I take the tape measure and I measure. This one says 60, so this one is good. And I measure the other one, this is 60 and a 16th. You're giving me a lot of 16 and a 16th. You're actually very good at cutting 16 and 16. To be honest, you're consistent with the 60 and the 16. However, I want 60. He's like, oh, so I'm gonna just put all the ones that ain't too good here. And I said, I don't want you to separate them. I just need them correct. So I don't know what you're doing. Bro, yesterday I let this man, what do you call it? Cut this thing. And he put some angles on it. And Jaron, this is all you have to do. Set the guard. Put it in the horizontal bandsaw, vise it together so it doesn't move, and then turn on the machine. This man got two completely different angles. How? No Yo. Matter what you put in there, you're getting the angle, but this man got a different angle, and I was baffled. I was like, bro, how? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, bro, how? I didn't even have an answer or a hypothesis of how. I'm just like, he clearly did something wrong.
You said there was a language barrier, right?
I wrote things down today. Well, yesterday. And I got him a new tape measure too. So I don't know what he's going to do next.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't even know what to say after that.
And I literally know I wrote in caps at the bottom. Check everything. So they're at 60. And I don't want any above or under by a 16th. I put that in bold so he knows that he needs to watch out for this. He's like, yeah, measure it. See, 60. I mark it. See, this and that. Then I put it in. I watch him put it in. Perfect. 60. So I know he can do it. And I'm telling him, all you have to do is if you measure and you put it in and you cut and you measure it when you come out and you realize that it's different, just look at it and adjust the next one so you can get it correctly. Because you just have to see what you're doing and then just keep doing that. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, fix it. Because I'm letting him know that if I have to go and clean and fix all these things, it's a lot of work that I have to go over and do.
I mean, he helps. Yeah. Like is the process easier?
Understand. In a bit, yes, because it saved me time from cutting, but if it's done incorrectly, I have you to have then to go do the, and
like yeah. revise it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's worse?
No, I'm accustomed to this going back to what it was kind of worse.
Okay.
Like, I'm letting him know that, like, when I grab it, I'm trusting that he's doing everything right. Because if I have to recheck everything, it's time consuming. So because I'm measuring stuff from one side to center, I know one side of it is correct. But when I get to the other side now, I have, like, space or gaps or it's too long. And I'm just like, fuck, now I have to correct this side to cut it down or to painstakingly do some tack welds to, like, build it up and then grind it down to the length I need. I'm just like, man. Wasting gas, wire, and time just trying to correct a thing that was cut too small.
Honestly, just, you know, just give him some wrong measurements to see what he do. Like, if he cut the same thing, then this nigga only knows. Just give him some different measurements and tell him do this. If he cut the same exact thing, then yeah.
I'll tell him, like, all right, I need you to start cutting these at, like, 59 and 15, 16. And because he always give me a 16, he's going to go up to 60. Maybe that's what I need to do.
Just try it out.
But suppose them are just actually like, all right. And he got all of them like that. Then I'm going to be pissed.
A life.
It's nothing that... The thing is, and I didn't want to bitch about it because when he started working, I told him, just take it easy. I didn't want to overwhelm him. I didn't want him to let him know that, like, yo, blah, blah, blah. Just take your time. So when I realized that, okay, he's supposed to be familiar because he's here at least 3 months now. I'm telling him, all right, so now this is how you correctly do it. He's like, but you didn't tell me that before. I was like, I didn't tell you that before because I'm trying to ease you in. If I tell you everything now, it'll just be a bunch of nothing in your head and you'll come back and ask me over and over and over. Now that you know this, I can add something onto it. Well, apparently Al wasn't here and Al isn't coming back.
I was wondering if he was going to join back or not, you know.
So I had some music I was going to play. Everyone said he might join later. I don't even know.
I don't know what time later is because I am very fucking tired.
I understand.
I am also starving.
Also, just to let everybody else know, everyone is responsible for getting Leanne on here. So if you never hear from Leanne, everyone didn't do his job. And John is supposed to get
if you Van. Never hear from Leon, that means Tim will finish her off.
Nope.
Like, hide the truth.
Jaren is supposed to get Van back on. If she never comes on, it's on Jaren.
I just feel saying. Like you should message Van.
Because... I already messaged Van.
Okay.
When I brought it up, me and Van already talked. So I told her, when anything, Jaren will tell you, look, go ahead. Because y'all are more friends than me.
You know, we spoke on it, right? I've spoken it with her. And this was honestly like 2 months ago. And then she said she cool anytime. Just tell her when. And I never responded.
Yeah, figured. So that's what I'm telling the people. If Van never comes back on here, it's because of Jaren. I left that to Jaren and I left Lane to what you call it.
Nah, I'ma call her like sometime this week and then see how soon she can get on. She graduated, so she definitely got time.
Yeah. So I think she had pictures or she did something on Twitter and I saw it and I was like, oh okay.
Oh yeah. I saw she posted a little thing. And I think I saw like her story.
On
like two pictures.
Snapchat or Insta?
Insta.
Oh, okay. I don't be seeing people on that, to be honest.
I don't follow a lot of people, so there's nothing else to see.
Oh, because you have your new page, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I swear, people nowadays just have a loud vehicles.
What a problem.
No problem. You sound like you're going to set up the loudest car, you know? It's just that I'm in my house and I can hear car all the way out in the road.
Oh, this is a fucking complaint. Shut him out, Karen.
Seen. I might be in Karen. How much for, hey, Carly, one of them speed guns. I'm going to start arrest people, citizens arrest. They can say, sir, why do you have a pile of stones and a speed gun? It's to protect myself from these deadly drivers on the street.
Honestly, that's attempted murder. You block off the road.
No, I'm at the side of the road.
Also, you throwing a rock at my car? Like, I can say that...
I have no proof it's me. You can put two and two together and speculate, but you don't know. It could have been a bat taking up a stone that had a bug on it, and then the bat realized the stone didn't have the bug on it anymore and release it, and then the bat stone hit your windshield. With tremendous force. Not my business.
In the court, I don't need to prove that shit did it. No. I just need to prove.
Did we just miss the Amber Heard's case?
That's different. That's different, bro. Put you, yo, Timon. How did that case actually go? Because I didn't really pay too much attention to it. No.
Johnny won.
No, I know that. I saw that on social media and I felt bad, you know, because I was like, damn, I like Johnny, bro. I like Pirates of the Caribbean. I like Jack Sparrow. So, you know, like I hold him dear to me. And like he had some guy, you see the deer picture and shit. I was like, oh, good looking old man. Like the dude aged nice.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, that's cool. But when I saw that, I was like, damn, bitches, you know, taking advantage of him. Like, you know, I was just down on that. So I didn't really, I keep
rate
up.
It, right? Yeah, I get you. Anyways, since everyone them going to miss out, I'm going to keep this podcast short because, you know, Jaren is trying to get a higher education so he can better his future by going to night classes and still keeping his health in check. He doesn't skip a beat. See, people are here making excuses like, oh, I don't have time to go to the gym because I work. You know, Jaren work. And, you know, he go to school. And, you know, he still go to the gym. No fucking excuses, people. Oh, I have to take care of my kids. Fuck your kids. Just send them by a friend, parents, daycare, something. Bring them to the gym.
My hours are 7 to 10, right? 7 to 10. One thing ends at 3:30 and the next one starts at 3 o'clock.
Bro, I don't know if I told you this, but this week, I was talking to this girl when I was leaving, and she was telling that she worked at the gym part-time. And I was like, oh, word, can I have a job, right? I was just joking. Right? So I went to the gym today and I saw the man and the man was like, oh, you're working on, how you in today? Because today I finished early. And I had to look at him. I said, oh, I just did 54 hours for the week, so I can't do any more over that. Right? So that's why I have to call today short. And he looked at me like, and I'm like, oh shit, you want me to use that money to get a trainer? Because I'm trying to tell him that like I really don't be having time and my money tied up. But I like that guy. He's a cool guy.
Said he worked 54 hours for the week. That's a lot of fucking hours.
Gotta put in some extras here and there, you know? I like this when my check bumps up. And then I'm just like, this is not a normal thing for me. So it's going to go back down and I'm going to be disappointed.
My phone fucking died, bro. It was good.
Yeah, we weren't going to stay too long tonight. So I was going to start playing some music. At least the 6 songs that I have here.
Okay, okay.
I remember playing the Geppetto one before. So I'm not going to play that one. But I don't know if John will hear it again.
Good play, because I don't remember what it is.
All right. So we rating on a scale from 1 to 10. And we're going to get feedbacks. How y'all feel about that? All right.
Yeah.
Tell me if you hear anything.
Yeah.
TNT. Watch me plagiarize, Drake. More tools for that head top.
Hold up. Not you gonna say watch me plagiarize Drake. That's crazy. You can start it.
Watch me plagiarize.
Still hear anything?
More tools for your head. Turn it down just a little.
Nah, bitch. Fuck out of here with this shit. I found a way to increase my
better?
For the calories, I'm like a battery. If I go to the gym, I'm gonna get ripped. Nobody can tell me shit. Nobody.
So now we can have the conversation and just have it play in the background. Because I feel like everybody here can listen and talk.
Okay.
You right.
But it might be confusing for the listeners paying attention to both things. Shorty be thicker than the biggest ham.
Expanionis, thick and Patronus. Shorty be sicker than all the. I always love your approaches to it sometimes. I think you did
good the way. Yeah, Timon creative on the beat.
Yeah, like your approaches is great. You fucked me so hard,
you left me a sky. If Timo pursue like a career in music, like it'll be beautiful.
Yeah. I think where you probably like
Timo, tell me Nona, because you know what I found out today. I found out that over here in Philadelphia, they pay you, right, to go to the police academy, right? That's $60,000
a year.
Yeah. So $60,000, right?
Not so much. Those are like $23 a week.
Listen, right? Listen.
Not $23 an hour.
I don't know.
Okay, just cool. You don't need to do math here.
They're paying you.
That's a fucking.
Huh?
You about to join to be an op?
I might.
Honestly, I might. I become a cop, and then I can go be private security. I'm already getting bigger in the gym. And like, boom.
You know what's crazy? Ain't nothing wrong with being a cop. It's just that the cop got a bad stigma because of the people in it. That's all it is, bro. That's really what it come down to, bro. Cause
I remember Tosh, right? From Tosh.0. The nigga said the only way to end systemic racism is to put more black people as police officers, like all black people as police officers.
Yeah, so you can kind of.
I don't know what y'all know about black people. But that's a problem.
That's a different story.
But you know what's crazy, though? You get more hate from black people on black people, too, though.
The problem that will come with the black and black crime, though, is. We have history with each other, and you know, like a beefs could start that way.
Yes, they will become like, a gang.
But I
not a gang force. That's crazy.
Bro, they gonna abuse their power in the worst way and the best ways.
I only think, like, what I'm come on. Okay, so what I think, right, is it gonna be some niggas from the neighborhood, whatever. They gonna remember some shit, right? Yeah, you know what? It is a bad idea.
Yes.
But it's not the worst idea.
Bro, even in Naruto, right? When they had all the, what you call it? The Uchiha has become the police force. And then the man's like, I'm gonna kill everybody. It doesn't work in any kind of reality. Not even fiction.
Cause look, now you're gonna get like say you part of like Troop 17. Nigga, you joined Troop 17, right? And then your rival like, nigga, I'm gonna join Troop 23, nigga. Now you got like troops fighting against each other. It's like police on police violence.
The man's like, I arrested 60 niggas from this block and I shot 12. The man's like, 12? One of my partners died on that block. Nigga, I'm going to your block to arrest people.
Hold on. This nigga said police on police violence.
Police on police violence. That shit gonna get bad, bro.
Tell me. I feel like that solves a problem.
You think so? Police.
I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they should make it mandatory for people who live in the country to have guns, right?
But
and people in the city to have like stun guns and darts. Yeah. So when people bad you up, you have to shoot your stun gun or blow a dart that will, like, I don't know, knock you out.
You know what I heard too? Like, people should take away the guns and then have more skillful weapons, because if you kill somebody with skillful weapons, you deserve to kill, bro. if you kill me with something that was hard to kill me with.
You check, like, people who learn like martial arts, like they can body people and they don't even look like it. But they don't get into that much fights. So I feel like if you teach them how to like use self-defense and weapons that are not gun, you know, like anything that has to do with combustion, take it out of the picture.
So remember I was talking about, you know, picking up a fighting sport. Mm-hmm. So I've been watching, like, you know, different like fighting channels, and there was two dudes, right? They do martial arts and they got in a fight, right? Mm-hmm. And their fight didn't look anything like how the fuck they look when they practice.
I bet they were trying to do a lot of takedowns.
Look, all grabs. The skills went out the window, right?
All skills went out the window, bro. Like that shit.
It was a bunch of grabs and trying to get takedown, right?
A lot of street fight.
Yes.
Yeah, because like, once you get the person on the ground, it's a position to like, choke them out, sleep them, you know what I mean? Like break a bone, break a limb. Yeah. So like all the fighting and stuff is just wearing you down to get to the ground.
Yeah, that's tiring, bro.
That's
tiring as hell, bro.
That's why, right? I said I want to get like a grappling, like fighting style. That's the first thing I want to learn, like how to grapple.
I've been
in a lot of fights, you know, growing up. So I feel like my striking is decent.
It's street. Don't be disrespecting the crowds.
No. I know.
Come on, stupid street.
Like, Timon, since I started working out, I've been watching these things, right? And I still like, I know I'm learning how to put my body into these things. I'm learning how to control my body better. Like, I feel like I have better control of my body. It's valid.
I think I know what you're saying.
I still tussle a nigga to the fucking ground, bro. Like, it's valid. But I don't remember what the fuck I was saying.
You say you're about to learn on the ground, like groundwork than striking.
Yeah, because you've been trying to get into it. You've been watching their videos.
So, I kind of get that, though. Because once you get on the ground, to be honest, the fight's over, bro. A lot of fights over on the ground because niggas didn't know how to do, like, handle themselves on the ground.
Check.
Bro, let me learn how to knock a nigga a triangle choke, bro. I'll be killing niggas.
Bro, back in the day when I see people fight, they're just on their back kicking. Like, I'm just kick you. I'm like, nigga, do stuff.
Like, this man is wildly kicking. Imagine you had this man in a triangle choke. Like, I seen videos of that. Nigga have him in the triangle choke. Like, I got him. The nigga ran in the face. And
all they're trying to do is just trying to claw you from, like, it's like, let me get his eyes because he's not letting go from this choke hole.
So it's Black Friday, right?
Yeah.
And the nigga try to bump me from the fucking TV. Slap that nigga a triangle choke, like, bitch ass nigga, this my shit.
Like, he turned into a robbery one time.
Nigga acting tough. I put that nigga in the arm bar. Yo.
That nigga reaching to God. Nigga reaching in the air.
You still want a TV?
Bro, no, if I see somebody like, why niggas don't fight like this for real though? Cause like, I mean, see everybody like they just strike it like, bro, choke a nigga out. Let me see, bro. Make that nigga submit.
Yeah, bro, but for entertainment purposes, it doesn't look flashy.
Bro, you know how much more gangsta is, bro?
Yeah, it is.
Crazy.
But I've, like, seen that imagine you plan to go out and watch a fight, right? And you say, I got to drop 200 on these tickets front row. Ooh. And then you go up there, and I'm like, ooh. And they put him on the ground and sleep. They go like, this fight lasts 5 minutes. What the fuck?
The punching, like, because everybody got a puncher's chance, bro. So you could be not even technique, but if you catch a nigga right, you could knock him out. But to make him go to sleep, you gotta willfully put yourself, like, you know what I mean? You gotta choke this nigga. Like, you, it take mad skill just to get near him, and now you choking him out. Like, that's crazy. And, like, you gotta sit there and take the choke out. That's wild.
Bro, crazy. Tim, are you watching this shit, and you see this nigga just strangling the fuck out this nigga in the ring?
Bro, like, that's...
You telling me that's not crazy?
I think I'd rather get punched out than choked out. I don't know. I don't know.
Actually, I don't want to get knocked out or passed out. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's worse too.
Because like, the more you get knocked out, the easier it is to get knocked out.
And then, bro, if a nigga put you in an arm bar, right? You about to break your fucking hand. Because they really be breaking each other's hands and shit, right? And you know, you'd like a nigga tap out. You know, you a bitch for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, like, we fighting in the street right now, and I make a nigga tap on nigga, say, yo, I can't do this. Like, yo, I'm sorry, bro.
Like, son, bitch, you stopping this.
Like, the sleep is like, he just caught you, bro.
You know, the sleep, they put you to sleep. But, like, if a nigga puts a nigga in an arm bar in real life, like, I see two dudes fighting, and they say, yo, I got fight this. I'm not going to fight him, bro.
Yeah, I'm not fighting the nigga who put the nigga in the arm bar. I'm good. Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
If me and Jared going on the street and you harass this man, the man like trip in the arm, bro. I'm like, yo, Jared, you're on your own, dog. I cannot fight him.
Word. let me get a bat real quick, nigga. Cause this nigga put
you in the arm. I'm gonna go get some ice. I'm coming back.
Bro, a man putting you in an arm bar. A man putting you in an arm bar, bro. That's like him knocking you out means that he beat you up, right? Mm. Yeah, you got dropped. But the nigga put you in an armbar. He not knocking you out. No, you have to submit. You have to put your pride on the ground. You have to be a bitch and say, I'm sorry, I give up.
Where?
Bro, that's not... That.
You can't even be upset when he lets you go. You know, stand up. You just have to dust yourself off and say, have a good night.
Bro. And think about it. You're not about to fight him again after you get out that armbar.
You're not fighting out, your arm, body.
Bro, no, that nigga, Timo, like, that nigga, his goal was to humiliate you.
Basically,
bro, I'm telling you,
if you get an arm bar in the wild, you literally after that fight, you spend money to get trained.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, that's why I don't understand everybody here. They strike, and like, I don't see a lot of force coming behind it. Like, they try to overwhelm people, bro. I want to fight in the street. But I don't want it to lead anywhere, and I'm going to put the person in chokehold.
Bro.
So you want to go to a bare knuckles fight and then just chokehold people?
And I will knock niggas in some chokeholds.
Because think about this, bro. You strike a nigga, right? A nigga could come back and say, you know what? Yo, he luckily caught me. If a nigga get choked out, there's no lucky about that.
Yeah, there's no, that was a skill, dog.
I watched you get choked
out. You felt the man positioning your hand in places and he just lock it.
Word, like, I seen that happen so quick. It's no lucky.
You were literally fighting with his muscles and it wasn't working.
Facts, man. He just babied you basically and just choked you out, bro, on everything. Like, that's bad, bro. I ain't gonna lie, that's bad,
bro.
And then the nigga drool. You could drool while you get choked. I'm not gonna say, nigga, last time I seen you fought, you was drooling, nigga. Like, niggas had napkins ready for
you. I find it fascinating how they set mans up for certain things.
Oh man, yo, you gotta watch certain people too, bro. They do be setting you up.
Yeah,
set you up for your downfall. Oh god. Seen it happen, bro. I was like, damn, I shouldn't have went down like that.
Since we heard that first song, what y'all rate it?
I love the flow, like I said the last time. I like it, your tone. Like, I like the melodies. Some part of it was like, it didn't hit, because I think it's like some part in the first part, it was kind of just weird to me, but I still like it a lot. I give it a 9.
I ain't gonna lie, Tim. You be running out of words. So, like, the whole first half, I'm like, damn, this nigga flowing. I'm hearing some certain shit. And then I'll be hearing some shit. I'm like, Tim, you just threw that in there or some shit? Like, you just...
Oh, yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah, like, his shit be random. His shit...
Yeah.
First, it started off, nigga say, look, I'm gonna plagiarize Drake. Like, you know, so I like it. You shouldn't expect the highest quality work. Like, he tell it from the jump.
That's crazy.
Around. You know right? what I'm saying, bro? So now you expect, come on, man. Like you have to pay attention to the small detail. The fine, you know, it's the finer things in life now.
You're right. I'm gonna give it an 8. I'm gonna give it an eight.
Okay.
I like the flow and everything. I feel like if you really, really put work in it, it's something.
So they say, but the interest when it goes far is the mood.
Nah, yeah, facts. But mood is everything though.
Mm-hmm.
Like niggas don't give a fuck about words sometimes. Like that's only some niggas that give a fuck about words, but they want to hear J. Cole's, they want to hear Kendrick. Not everybody J. Cole, not everybody Kendrick.
Bro, I'll be real, like
Future and Young Thug.
I enjoy me some Kendrick Lamar music. I don't like J. Cole.
Nah,
that's why?
Niggas do that to me. What you just did to me? I prefer Kendrick over J. Cole. I'm not gonna lie. I prefer Kendrick over J. Cole.
He listens to Kendrick every day. That's like you have to be in a mood.
No, I can listen to Good Kid, Mad City all day, every day. I can listen to them maybe like 4 times a week.
Okay.
This new album, I'm still playing it because it's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe
I hold a reverence to it, but I only pull that one out the bag now and then. It's just like, oh, let me go get some wine and take this one off the shelf.
I don't know why people hating on that Kendrick Kodak. I love that song. God, I love that song.
Oh, I didn't even see it coming, so I appreciated it.
Yes. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know Kodak, my mans, bro. And then, yeah, come on, bro. I fuck with it.
He was blowing on that shit, too. Kodak was going crazy, bro.
Yeah. Now, Kodak go crazy.
Yeah, so I appreciate it. I appreciated that album. God. I think J. Cole, it's just a hit or miss with me with J. Cole. Like, there's days where I appreciate it. I'm like, all right, I see why niggas like him.
J. Cole's voice, I don't really like his voice. So now I listen to the music and I hear his voice, like, I don't really like it. And it's crazy saying, I don't like J. Cole's voice right after saying Kodak, my mans. But you gotta understand, Kodak, my mans.
Nah, I like J. Cole's flows and bars, man.
That's what it is.
Nah, it
goes. And maybe because I'm accustomed to it now, but it goes.
I get him with the voice because if I hear something I don't like and then he's rapping on it, I'm like, I'm cutting the shit off, bro. Because, like, his voice in certain people's, no, I can get with this. But then when he do certain shit, I'm like, nah, I can't rap. I already hate the voice alone. Like, I understand what Jerron talking about, like, the voice.
I got a couple of J. Cole songs that I like, you know. I can't tell y'all the names.
That one that he did with Benny the Butcher, bro. Whenever I listen to that one,
Benny the crazy,
bro. That one hit.
Crazy. He was flowing on that.
On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. I was like, hey. Lightning struck. Power out. Next song.
I got you.
Yeah, my knees is killing me.
What did you do?
My squats, man.
Yeah.
How much?
It was just some 275s.
Don't say it was just some 275.
Huh?
So I was sharp and a nigga tried disrespect when I was looking.
Y'all, they're breaking.
My face, I had one test, but a nigga didn't have his fucking mess. If it wasn't for this fucking corona, I would
not heavyweight.
I said, like, we still can't hear you because they're really bad.
Yeah, it is. I said, don't act like 275 easy, bro.
It's not easy. It's when I do the 275, I only do 4 reps because I don't think I can do more than 4. I could probably do another one, but I don't, you know, when your body tired and then you're like, yo, you're just kind of scared to do it. One time I did and I got down and I couldn't get back up, so I had to drop the weight off my back. When the weight hit the rack, it kind of rolled forward and the weight pushed me. So no, when I feel that, I don't try to go for the 5th rep. I don't try to go for the next one because I get scared. Like I get anxious about it.
I know what you're talking about, bro. Because this is like after you did all your leg shit, right?
Nah, I start. Well, what I do, I start with some hamstring curls, mm-hmm. and I go do my squats. So that's the second exercise. But it's honestly really the first because I don't do crazy hamstring curls. I just do it just to activate my hamstrings.
Yeah, I do the hamstring curls and the leg. What you call them? The leg lifts.
The extensions.
Yeah, extensions. My fault. I do those two, and then I hit the squats.
Damn. So why would you You pre-exhausting your legs before you go do your squats.
I did. But felt the same thing you felt when you said you was at your limit. And I lifted mad heavy that day. I lifted like 315, but that 315 felt like 4-something. I'm like, oh, shit. I'll put that shit back quick.
Bro, when I put 315, on my back,
yeah,
because I just wanted to see how the weights feel, right? When I put that shit on my back, I felt like I got shorter, bro. Like, my traps was like, they were out and they got their veins and shit, right? And I put the 315 on my back and my traps like sinking.
Nah, I know that feeling. Yeah, that feeling is crazy, bro. Like, you feel like your legs is in cement. Like, you walk it and you fucking move with it. That shit feel like it's sand, bro, on God. I'm like, I can't move with this shit.
Can't relate.
Another thing that really killing me, bro, is I be doing good mornings.
Oh.
Yo, the other day I was in the gym and I saw two girls, right? They were trying to do what's that shit? They were trying to do Romanian deadlifts, right? Or I don't know what the fuck. Like, they were trying to do those Romanian deadlifts with the dumbbells. So now both of them had their legs too close to each other, right? Because they're too close, like the hips not opening up. And because their hips not opening up, they can't hinge back. And I'm watching these two grown women, right? I don't know how to push the hip back.
I mean,
then I know what you're saying. Timon. I know he's getting that.
I don't know how.
Because he's saying like they hips was like seasoned even like up. They that. Oh, it should have been seasoned. Like they hips should already be seasoned.
No, bro. I'm saying that these, bro, to for them, they do, dog, they can't hinge the hip back and push back. Timon.
So you mean they can't twerk?
They can't arch.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I was thinking like that. Like season, like they should have been in those type of positions already. Like,
you know, like they not they, like, bro. It's like,
but they don't do yoga. People don't do like, okay, they don't do yoga.
Sex, nigga, we get tricked.
Okay, yeah, I do.
So they never arched a day in their life.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo,
yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Imagine a man back there with a vice, like, hey, yo, you need to do this. Like, look, let me massage you first and then we can go back to this doggy. I'm by the elbow in the arching.
Need some WD-40s.
But yeah, I helped them. I showed them how to hinge back. And I was like, this is so gay.
When you're in fitness, I feel like everything.
Wait, it's not two females you said?
It was two females, yeah, but it's the fact it's the fact that I'm
disrespectful.
Show them how hinge the hip, and then, you know, to like go down and, like, you know what I'm saying, like stretch your hamstring, hinge your hip, or push it back.
Oh, so you were just on the ground showing them how to do it, and they were like, "Oh, okay.
No, it's not on the ground. You're standing up, Timon.
You know what I mean? Up. You know what I mean?
The thing is, you let your whole fucking back curl. You can't let it curl like on you. It's like you keep your back straight type shit when you go down, almost in a way. So it kind of looked like you arch your back on some shit. So that's the part he was surprised.
Yeah,
like
it's just sad, man. It's just sad.
How much weight they was carrying too? That could be an issue too.
It wasn't. They weren't carrying any weight. I think they had like 220 pound dumbbells.
Oh no, nah, yeah, that's not a lot. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, I was doing good mornings, you know. So, like, I was contemplating to tell him, you know, maybe I should do good mornings. But I was like, no, I don't think they should do good mornings.
Why you say that? Why?
Because if they don't know how to push their hip back, they don't know how to spread their legs, like, closer to words under their arm length to push their hip back. I tell you to go put this weight on your back and then over on your neck and then tell you if I bend over, it's not going to happen. You can tip it straight to the ground.
Yeah,
and
that
then they, you know, they can bust their head.
Yeah, you're
right. I don't want to cause that.
evil man.
I thought about it, you know. I was like, yo, I don't want to bust their head, so I go tell them do this.
Once he still thought about it.
Well, little weight, though. It could have been little weight, like a 10-pound, like, bar, like them easy bars.
Yeah, it could be.
Nah, if they couldn't do 20 dumbbells, they definitely not doing no 20
easy bars. I mean, to remember, 220 dumbbells is 40, no.
You're right. So you think they can hold that 20 easy bar, though, and doing good morning?
I can't answer that question because I don't know how these people stand up.
Yeah, you have to see that.
The fact that she couldn't put she hip back, I feel like she ankles never mobile either.
Oh yeah, ankle mobility.
So if your ankles like they're not mobile, then you're not able to hook your foot on the ground. All the people with like the high arches in their foot, like you know, Timon, people who know flat foot.
Mm.
Yeah, like they're not really that stable.
Nah, fact, I'm not flat foot.
Yeah, no, I got me a nice little arch going on there.
No worry.
Imagine John just like, you can't arch your back. Look at my feet. Look at my feet. You see this? This is an arch. Make your back do that.
Point out the floor. He's all balanced. How you know? You can't look. You got arch feet. Take him below. Take him below. Take him below. He got arch feet. Sweep him. Crazy. I'm like, damn. He know my weakness.
Bro, how weird was it that them man's back in the day? God give them the power and they say, all right, I'm gonna name my son by his weakness, like Hercules, and his weakness was his Achilles tendons. I'm just crazy. Like, nigga, what?
Like, why?
I bet Superman middle name is Kryptonite.
That's wild. I ain't know that. One guy ain't know that.
Ken Kryptonite Clark, KKK.
They're not, whoa, nah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Nah, they smart. Yo, what beat you was playing, bro? Or what song? What was the second song, right?
The second one, I'm not really a fan of it already. I'm not really a fan of it. The beat was kind of annoying, and I don't really remember the lyrics. So I'm going to just assume that was a part of the problem, too.
Oh, yeah, still on that?
We was listening to it. We was really trying to critique you.
I couldn't hear it, so I thought y'all weren't hearing it either.
Oh, no, yeah, no, we can hear it.
Okay, all right, so. Mm-hmm.
Yo, Timon, this nigga Allen, them said they're coming over. I'm gonna take these fat ass.
Overweight.
They come into Philly, so I'm gonna take these fat ass niggas to the gym.
That's crazy. You hear how you disrespect them, bro?
Shut your fat ass up, boy.
It's crazy. I'm gonna be the only nigga that might hang with this nigga, too.
Nigga, if you lifting the same weights as me, I'm gonna take your ass to, I'm gonna take you rock climbing.
Yeah, I would not lift the same weights as Jaren.
Climb up with me, nigga.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Right now at the gym, I start off simple.
He gonna get me with the calisthenics. On guy, he gonna get me with the calisthenics. Like you got that. L sit pull ups. Yeah, you got that, bro.
What do you mean start this simple to me?
No, I'm just getting into a lot of cardio since I don't walk as much at work. All I do is stand and lift things and move it from here to there. So I'm getting all the steps. So when I go, I do a 15-minute run. And then after that, I start my exercise. So I work on like strengthening my core, my hamstrings, my, what do you call them? So near the back, next to my blades.
Yeah, no, your scapula.
You know, remember that broad muscle there to the side.
Yeah, that's his scapula. Yeah, shoulder blade. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Them areas there. I do dumbbell presses.
If you're doing cardio before these things, you're not going to be able to lift and whatnot to the best.
Actually, I get my sets in because I do 4 sets. I call it 12s. When I'm pushing, well, actually, when I do everything, so when I do my squats, it's the same thing. When I do whatever the hip thrusts and stuff, I do those. When I'm doing. I don't know there's machines in the techniques car yet, but I'll learn them and tell y'all. But I'll be doing 3 sets. And sometimes if I feel good, I'll try putting an extra set. I go to 4, but like usually I strive for like 3. Or sometimes I go for 4 when I feel good.
Three to five ain't bad. It's not bad. 3 to 5 sets.
I feel, you see, I can't say anything because I don't know how into, I was really far from my mic. I didn't realize that. But like, I can't really say anything because I don't know how intense you train, right? So because I don't know how intense you're training, I can't really say, oh yeah, 3 to 12, because some days, Simon, like I'm lifting so heavy that I can only lift, like I said, my squats, I was doing the 275s. I can only go down 4 times. Like, but that's when that's.
You said when shit get intense, that's when you can only do like, you know what I mean? Like certain reps.
So what you saying that you're doing like 12? I feel like you're lifting light and you can
probably. But no, I'm definitely, I'm lifting 30 weights on the squats and the presses. But I don't want to just drastically just jump. So I'm steadily doing it by week. So if I can. I ain't going to
lie, if you drastically jump, your reps should be lower. So if you're going to jump in this frame,
no, it's not even about drastically jumping.
If I can control the sets, if I can control the reps at the weights, I don't think I need to like down it.
It's not even about the drastic jump. What I am thinking is, Timon, you have been lifting a 45-pound
kettle.
kettlebell in your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are a reasonably fit guy. We're from the islands. We eat healthy and we kept active. Yes, you develop more of a sedentary lifestyle, but you still have muscle mass on you. You're not skinny fat. You're not even all that fat. You're just overweight. So I know you have strength in you. So with you lifting this fucking 30-pound dumbbell for 12, I don't think it's stimulating any muscle whatsoever because you can lift that for more than fucking 35 times. So I also feel like you're not even feeling the muscles that's using it because it's so light. You're basically just pushing your hands in the air, doing like weightless exercises.
So you said his shit not even activating no more. So
I honestly feel like a tingle. Yeah, I feel like he's not activating his muscles because like it's too light for him.
Yeah.
I ain't saying going heavy, but go where you can feel the weight. Like I don't feel like you feel the weight. I feel like
on my third set, I can feel him weights.
You should be feeling it on your third set alone. You're supposed to be feeling it on every one of your set. You're supposed to be developing. This is where you're developing a.
When I say my third set, it means that when I start, that one is deadly. Like if I walk into it, like my first set, the first five doing nice, and then the next five, I'm just like, okay. And then, you know, because I'm going to 12.
You start to feel like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So then when I take my little, what call it? I don't take that long of a break. I rest off until I can catch my breath again. And it comes.
Oh, what workout is this? Like, you talking about 30 pounds.
You talking about presses.
Yeah, the presses.
So the chest press, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the chest press? What I do too, like, because there's all sorts. You pair it. Some people do pyramid. Type shit. Some people do like they do.
Nah, he don't need to do none of these things. These are advanced. Like these are things that come into play when he get more experience. Right now is the time for him to like learn the movements and whatnot. And mm-hmm. I don't feel like you learn the movements with weights that's too light because you can't replicate that whatsoever as soon as you put weights on the fucking bar.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like if the weight is too light, right? I mean, if he go up to me, because usually, like, if I wanted to test the strength-wise part of it, I usually go lower rep, because I know, you know what I mean? But I still do, my sets still be good, like, three or four sets, but my reps be a little lower. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not about to do 315 squat for, like, how I do 225 or fucking 145, you know?
Nah, I know what you mean, because why would you?
Yeah, that should be stupid. Unless, like, I don't know. Unless I'm He-Man that day, I'm good. Like, that's my lightest weight. You know what I mean? Because not everybody, like, some lightweight could be 225. Like, that could be baby for somebody.
No, I know. Like, I know people that repo like 315 and shit. But like, bro, like, I'm not that part in my weightlifting career. Like, I'm not there. Like, shit. The only way I could physically do that now is if I ate crack that day. I got 18 crack, bro. Because like that, you need crackhead strength to do that type of shit.
You do. You definitely do. Some people born with that shit. I ain't gonna lie, oh God.
Oh yeah, some people are just like natural crack baby athlete.
Yup. Or they fucking farmers type shit. These niggas men carrying cows on their back and
shit. Some fucking shit.
Oh God, but you could increase 10. How long you been doing that for?
2 weeks.
Yeah, your muscles probably craving something more, bro. Oh God. Like, if you've been doing that for 2 weeks, you probably could up the weight.
Oh, no, I've been gymming for 2 weeks.
Oh, you've been in gym 2 weeks?
Yeah.
But did you start that workout? Like,
no, first I just have 1 week of that workout.
Okay. So you in this 1 week type thing, you're 1 week down with this exercise.
Yeah. Right now, he developing like his technique. But I feel like in order to actually develop the technique, your weight need to have a little resistance in it. So that the path that you push it can be realistic. Because if there's no resistance whatsoever, you're going to just wildly flail your arms about. And that's why you be seeing, you know, people who they don't know how to fucking lift weights. They just be moving real fast, just doing that shit because there's no fucking resistance.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not enough resistance on that for Timon. Like Timon really, he hammering that shit out. And then...
I wouldn't say that.
So you move fast with the weight or how would you say?
No, I never move fast with any kind of weight because I'm holding everything.
Okay.
So even when I bring them down, I come down slow.
Okay. Yeah, all
right. Yo, I FaceTime Timon, one doing some front squats, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, them shits had broke. Them shits, bro. Oh, God.
That shit be, I really, like, I have issues. Like, when you do the front squat, right, the fucking bar go on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And then it's on your neck, right? And they're pushing against your neck. So you got to hold your head up, right? And do the squat. But, like, it pushing against my neck. And the bar choked me. And buzz.
Not the bar choking you. That's crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That's crazy.
I'm advising y'all, like, go do a front squat to tell me how it feels to y'all back.
When I do the front, you must have had the bar right up on your neck. Because when I do the front squat, it'd be, like, on my shoulder. Like, kind of, like, not totally on my shoulder, but, like, close to my shoulder blade. So, it'd be, like, right in that
perfect. How are you holding it? How are you holding the bar?
I'm doing the X. You know how you do the X?
Okay, you do the X. Well, yeah. I do the two finger back. So I hold it back. Yeah, I hold it back with my two fingers. And my fingers not even really holding it. My fingers, they kind of wedged under the bar so that I can keep my shoulder up.
Yeah.
And because of how up my shoulders are, the bar push against my fucking neck, bro. So, like, sometimes I'm doing my front squats. It's not that I'm tired why I stop, you know, because I need to fucking breathe.
You need air. They get guys like, hold up. That's crazy. Like, yeah, I almost got taken out by the third rep.
Like, imagine this man supporting the thing that killing him.
Like, this man made Tim want to talk to, because Tim was like, he was in the gym too. And he did something. Actually, I think he did just done talk to the dude that they tried Sally training. But, like, I was like, why the fuck did I choose to do front squats? No. Like, it was a terrible experience.
It was random?
It really was random.
Like, you wasn't even doing that. Like, that had nothing to do with what you was doing there.
Nah, I had leg. It was my leg day. I just finished my good mornings. So, I started with the back squat. I did the good mornings after, right? So, I moved from my quads. I went to my hamstrings. So, I was going back to my quads. And I decided front squat, and it was just a terrible fucking idea.
What you do for your hammies, bro? Cause, like, that's a weak area of my life. My quads is huge, but I need hammies, bro.
Hammies, I do good mornings,
and
hamstring curls. I don't know if lunges train hammies. I do my walking lunges. I don't know if they train hammies. I feel like that's mostly quads.
Okay.
What else I do for hammies? I bought the shit to do reverse Nordic curls, but that shit is hard as a bitch. Darling, please stop driving me crazy. Oh, no.